The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Friday, the 26th of February. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Manchester United, Arsenal, Tottenham and Rangers keenly await today's Europa League last 16 draw. But one name absent from the hat is that of Leicester City. Brendan Rodgers' side lost 2-0 last night at home to Slavia Prague to make their exit by the same scoreline. Arsenal needed a late goal from Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang to get them over the line against Benfica in Athens. The Gunners came through by 4-3 over both legs and their manager Mikel Arteta is delighted.
Well, certainly it keeps the season going in a much better way because this competition is going to help the Premier League for sure to maintain everybody together, to have something important to play for. And today would have been really harsh with what has happened in the two legs to be out of the competition. So obviously I'm extremely happy to be through.
Manchester United and Real Sociedad drew a blank at Old Trafford, but the hosts' 4-0 first leg lead meant they were never in danger. Rangers beat Antwerp 5-2 at Ibrox to progress 9-5 on aggregate, and the last 16 draw will be made at midday. The SSE Airtricity Women's National League is to be given its biggest ever exposure. Matches will be streamed live and for free on a new LOI TV platform that'll also be the home to games in the SSE Airtricity First Division. Watch LOI returns to stream fixtures in the Premier Division. Joey Carberry makes his return from injury tonight. He's set to kick a ball in anger for the first time since January of last year, as he's named among the Munster subs for their Pro 14 game away to Cardiff. There's an 8 o'clock start at the Arms Park. Jacob Stockdale and Robert Balakoon also make their returns from injury in Ulster's match at home to Ospreys. Bundy Aki is in the Connacht side for their game away to Benetton. Now, Ireland are gearing up for tomorrow's Six Nations match with Italy in Rome. Andy Farrell's men are looking for their first win of the campaign. And legend Brian O'Driscoll wants to see more attacking flair from the team.
Let's show a bit of ambition, a bit of intent, a bit of hunger to try and cut defences apart. And they can do it with good quality passing, good lines of running. You've got players that are capable of causing fractions in the opposition defence. So we've got to try and show that intent, because I think that's what the public is crying out for. And I'm sure as players, they're crying out for it. No one wants to chase kicks all day.
The Gaelic Players Association has asked the GAA to remove a motion on cynical fouling from tomorrow's remote Congress. The players' bodies say 70% of intercounty hurlers and 54% of footballers are opposed to the introduction of a sin bin and the awarding of a penalty for cynical fouls inside the 20-metre line and its arc. The GPA wants the motion to be properly debated. Rory McIlroy is 3 off the lead heading into the second day of the WGC Workday Championship in Florida. He shot a 3-under par opening round of 69. Shane Lowry carded a level par 72. Webb Simpson and Matthew Fitzpatrick lead jointly on 6-under. Seamus Power and Porter Harrington made nice starts meanwhile on day 1 of the Puerto Rico Open. Power is 3-under, Harrington is 2-under. Tommy Gainey leads on 7-under par. Dundalk's all-weather track hosts its weekly meeting this evening, the first on an 8-race card off at 4. Now, coming up on OTB AM with Adrian Barry and Owen Sheen from 7:30, we're speaking to Stewie Byrne, Jordan Brown, Ronan O'Gara and Alan Quinlan. Then tonight we'll chat to the new FAI Chief Executive Jonathan Hill. Niamh Briggs will preview Ireland versus Italy and we'll be joined by Jane Mangan on Friday Night Racing. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back on Monday morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.